a 60-second PR so-called news media release is just not going to get any airtime with me at all.
Dr. Russ Jeffrey is the news director and morning talk show host for WACK AM, which broadcasts in the Rochester, New York market. And he says that audio news releases are the big loser in his newsroom.
The bottom line is, what the PR people are trying to do with these so-called audio news releases, they're trying to make them sound important when actually they're nothing more than an infomercial. And the problem with calling it an audio news release is this. When I'm doing a newscast, per se, I'm looking at the fact that I maybe have a three-minute newscast. I am not going to eat up 1 minute of that newscast with an actuality which is really nothing more than an infomercial, especially when you have to play into the fact that I have the intro, the extra. Maybe I'm playing already a commercial. So to ask any news guy to take a 60-second slot out of his news is just not going to work.
Anyone contemplating doing an audio news release should think twice. Dr. Russ explains.
If you're contacting someone who is sitting in a radio or a TV newsroom, then you know automatically, or you should know, that you have contacted a station that has a very local flavor. Therefore, if somebody calls me up and says, Dr. So-and-so has a one-minute rapper on MRSA, I will tend to say, where's my local angle that I can go after to grab it? Or I'm going to want to do something live because I want to interact with whoever the expert might be. Again, a one-minute canned thing is just simply a one-minute canned piece that's nothing more than an infomercial. If I talk with somebody or I end up on lists, on email lists, and suddenly a PR firm that I have absolutely no relationship with starts jamming my email with these huge MP3 files, these actualities, then I'm going to eventually just put that right into my spam folder and get rid of it. Because first off, I have no clue who you are. Secondly, you're jamming up my mailbox, really, with spam. That's what it is, and I don't want it. A client who thinks that they're going to be able to get any type of airplay by saying, I have a one-minute feature I want to put together, is only fooling themselves and trying to cut corners because they don't want to spend the money to get on. Or actually, it's not even money, because reality is the stations are always looking for relevant topics. So they're going to have to pay the money to the PR firm for whatever that cost is. But if you get some of this good quality you can interact with, then you're getting suddenly time on the radio, and maybe you're going to get 5 to 10 minutes instead of 1 minute. But what that means for somebody like me, I do a morning show. If you're on the West Coast and I'm on the East Coast, the name of my show is called The Live Line. Hint, hint, that means it's live. So for PR people to call me up and say, I've got someone that I want to put on the air, they're on the West Coast, well, if I want them at 8 o'clock in the morning, that means it's 6 o'clock in the morning or 5 o'clock in the morning on the West Coast. Then that all of a sudden depends, well, if this person really wants to get up that early to, as I say, be a star on my radio show, you got to get up that early to be a star on my radio show.
And what do radio station news directors across the United States think when they receive an audio news release? Dr. Jeffrey offers his assessment.
Chances are very good that if you've got somebody like me sitting in a news department like I am or trying to do a news show, the rap canned 60 second or whatever they might be shots just aren't going to work, because reality is it takes too much work to get it set up. It takes too much work to piece it all together and to do with a rapper story and toss it in there. And as I said at the beginning, if you're talking with a news guy somewhere who's looking at a newscast of 3 to 5 minutes, tossing in weather, tossing in sports, tossing in a sponsor, you are not going to give up 1 minute of your news to run a 1 minute news, some kind of a PR feature. It's just not going to happen. I think it would be very, very, very slim numbers of news people who would jump after something like this, just simply because of the time restraints.